Hello?
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
Are there ranges?
Actually, no, but
40,
you prefer
49.
Not? Okay, 49. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your help. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
No.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number, okay? Extremely motivated. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you. I have lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, or the last...
Okay, hang on. Stop.
Yep.
Read the top three again, or top four.
Okay. Improving K-12 public school education.
No. Start over. Read the top four.
Oh, okay. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security.
There you go. Immigration, border security.
Okay, but just let me finish the last three. Maybe you can change your mind.
Sure.
Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Still with immigration and border security?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job they are doing?
I strongly approve.
And generally speaking, will you state your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very
Never.
Often or not at all? Okay.
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday
life? Not at all.
Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same rights. Everybody has the same rights in this country.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I'd like to read you some feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay?
Sure.
The first one, the NAACP. From 0 to 100, how would you rate that?
25.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
60.
Ron DeSantis, from 0 to 100?
50.
Joe Biden?
0.
Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris? Zero.
Yeah, from zero. Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I don't care. What was Taylor Swift? I don't care one way or another. I mean, what was 50?
From zero to 100.
What's 50 mean? I don't care. Whatever Taylor Swift is, I don't care.
It's somewhat. Zero means very cold and unfavorable. And 50, it's somewhat.
50.
Okay. And the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights from zero to 100.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. 50.
And the last one, the Democratic Party, in general.
In general, 20.
We'll rate them 20, okay? And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat, not so worried, or not at all?
Not at all.
And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And just tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Okay? The first one. America's diversity makes it stronger. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Agree or
strongly agree?
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Can you repeat that again, please?
No problem. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly disagree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Just somewhat.
Somewhat agree. The next one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Is there a neutral in that?
Actually, I just have four options. Strongly agree. Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree then.
Okay. And the last two. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Agree or disagree?
That's a trick question, bro.
But are you strongly agree with that? Just somewhat? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I'll somewhat agree.
Okay. And the last one. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Abortion access should be
a
legally
protected
right in this country. Well, I can't answer that question because it depends on what the abortion law is.
Okay, we will skip that.
I'll somewhat agree with that.
Or somewhat agree, not as strongly, but somewhat, okay? And now, we're 75% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us.
Sure.
I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country, and please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, some people say America's strength is its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put through to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Or statement B, other people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes
that
of our past rather than. I need to read verbatim everything. Can you please let me finish? I will read very fast. Okay, thank you. And our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today, diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admissions to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. So,
yes.
Much more with B or somewhat more with B?
B.
Okay. Much more or somewhat
much more? Much okay. more.
And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. And
okay.
please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means that you somewhat agree. And 0 means you don't think it's being threatened or undermined at all. The
okay.
first one is the religious freedom from 0 to 10.
8.
Free and fair elections.
8.
A strong military.
7.
Quality K through 12 education from 0 to
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
7.
Secure borders.
10.
Traditional family values.
9.
And the last one, affordable healthcare.
Affordable healthcare. 2.
Okay, thank you. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you 2 statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And again, rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, somewhat agree. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, 10 means strongly agree, and 0 do not agree. Oh.
7.
And the last one. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in the higher education, rejected the student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful.
1.
0 to 10. Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means not at all motivated, and 10, extremely motivated. Okay?
10.
And as we conclude the survey, I need to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
Married. Or married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too, man. Have a good
Bye.
Night. Thank you.
Good night.